The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the December 2019 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And we are going to go right to Who's Who. And our second line, and we're starting off with a former University of Connecticut All-Star, Nafisha Collier. She's a forward for the Minnesota Lynx in the WNBA. Her height is 6'1". Her weight is 182 pounds. She was born September 23rd, 1996 in Jefferson City, Missouri. Collier was named the 2019 WNBA Rookie of the Year after averaging 13.1 points, 6.6 point rebounds, 2.6 assists, and 1.9 steals per game. She had 5 double-doubles, started every game, and led the league in minutes per game, 33.3. At UConn, Collier had 2 first-team All-America seasons and was a 2-time All-American Athletic Conference Player of the Year. She helped Incarnate Word Academy to 3 Class 4 state titles and was a 3-time Gatorade Missouri Player of the Year. Question: which current Lynx players also earned WNBA Rookie of the Year honors? Boop, 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 boop. Answer? Simone Augustus, 2006, and Maya Moore, 2011. Next, we have Kawhi Leonard, forward for the Los Angeles Clippers. His height is 6'7". His weight is 230 pounds. He was born June 29, 1991, Los Angeles, California. Leonard, who signed with the Clippers as a free agent in July, scored 30 points in a 112-102 win over the Lakers to open the 2019-2020 season. In 2018-2019, his lone season with the Raptors, Leonard made his third All-Star game and led the team to its first NBA championship. He also earned Finals MVP for the second time, having helped the Spurs to the title in 2014. The 2-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year had 40 double-doubles in 2 seasons at San Diego State, second most in school history. Question: for whom is the NBA Finals trophy named after? Answer: Larry Bryan, who was the NBA commissioner from 1975 to 1984. And finally, we have Aaron Mattson, forward, UNC soccer. Her height is 5'4". She was born March 17, 2000, in Newark, Delaware. Through the first 14 games of the season, Mattson, a sophomore, had scored 22 goals and added 13 assists for the undefeated Tar Heels. She was a 5-time Atlantic Coast Conference Offensive Player of the Week and 3-time NFHCA Division I Offensive Player of the Week. In 2018, Mattson became just the second UNC freshman to earn first-team All-America honors and was the ACC Offensive Player of the Year. She scored a hat trick to help the United States national team win bronze at the 2019 Pan Am Games. Question: in what city is the University of North Carolina located? Answer: Chapel Hill. Next, we have Prime Time. Jamal Murray, Team Denver Nuggets, position point guard. Spotlight. In a breakout season, the 22-year-old was a high-scoring guard who ceded playmaking duties to a seven-footer. How he continues to grow into his role will determine Denver's future. The Nuggets have one of the best distributors in the game. He's Nikola Jokic, a seven-foot center who could find the passing angles in a corn maze. Denver wisely runs much of its offense through Jokic, giving the big man the ball and letting him operate. So where does that leave the team's point guard, who plays the position normally tasked with flinging passes and generally making the offense go? It's a strange spot, to say the least. But Jamal Murray is not your typical point guard. The Nuggets knew that Jokic was going to be the focal point of their attack shortly after he broke into the league in 2016. So when they scouted players to bring aboard, they looked at prospects through the prism of how they would fit along Jokic. We didn't think we needed a ball-dominant, walk-the-ball-up guy who's going to play pick-and-roll and have the ball in his hands 10, 15 seconds of possession, says team president Tim Connelly. So with the number 7 pick in 2016, Denver drafted Jamal Murray. Some teams may have been torn by the fact that Murray ran the offense for the Canadian national team but played off the ball in one season at Kentucky. The Nuggets, however, saw that versatility as a plus. It's just basketball at the end of the day, Murray says. I know how to come off a handoff and a pin down. I played the two guard in college, and playing point guard is what I've done all my life. It's a simple game. Head in the game. Before the 2018-19 season, NBA.com surveyed the league's 30 general managers for their input on an assortment of topics. When asked which player was the most likely to have a breakout season, they chose Murray. But Murray doesn't think that a season featuring career highs in points, 18.2 per game, rebounds 4.2, and assists 4.8, qualifies as a breakout campaign. I appreciate the GM's thinking about me in that way, he says. I also saw it myself. It didn't happen last year. Part of the reason was his inconsistency. I've just got to be disciplined, Murray says. He has a wild, impulsive streak, but he also has a clear desire to calm it. Structure is what he knows. His father, Roger, trained him to be free of distractions. No cell phone, no television. Murray says that one of his earliest memories was learning to meditate. As a teenager, he felt his mind wandering during an exam. He meditated. Before Murray ran track, he meditated. Even now, when Murray feels his game start to drift, he meditates. I get to be honest with myself without having anybody's opinions or worries on my back, he says. Just kind of look at myself, look at what I can do to get better, and go out there and do it. That mental toughness was on display last spring in the playoffs. The Nuggets had the second best record in the Western Conference and were playing the San Antonio Spurs. In his debut, Murray shot just 8 out of 23, played poor defense, and missed a wide-open jumper that would have given the Nuggets the lead with 9 seconds left. He didn't have a single assist. Jokic had 14. After the final buzzer, Murray stormed up to the practice court at the Pepsi Center to try his hand at time travel. Now he would make the go-ahead jumper, the catch-and-shoot three, the contested 19-footer. I'm used to rough starts, Murray said after his post-game shoot-around, so I'll bounce back. What came next was distressing. 25 miserable minutes to start game two. Murray was a mess at both ends of the court. He failed to hit a single shot. 2 losses at home would have all but ended the Nugget season. Their roster would be called into question. Down by 7 entering the fourth quarter, it would have been reasonable for Coach Michael Malone to consider his alternatives. But I knew full well it wasn't just about the momentum. The moment, Malone says. If I would have taken him out then, that would have been really detrimental to his growth as a player and to us as an organization. Sometimes you have to take a step back and think big picture. After 3 of the worst quarters of Murray's professional career, Malone told Murray that he loved him, that he believed in him, that he trusted him. and he goes out there and wins us that game. Malone says Murray climbed his way out of the gutter for a near-perfect frame. 21 points on 8 of 9 shooting in what would be a series-saving 39-point quarter at the Nuggets. He made me look like I knew what I was doing, Malone says through a smirk. Denver lost its second-round series, but the Nuggets entered 2019-2020 as one of their favorites in the West. It's no coincidence that Denver's rise has aligned with Murray's, considering that he can't help but aim high. I'm not just here to get a paycheck and leave, he says. I'm here to be one of the greatest basketball players to ever play. He's a no-ego guy until he gets between the lines, Conley says, and then he has a lot of ego. Denver needs that. Jokic and forward Phil Millsap are much more unassuming by nature. It's often Murray who supplies the Nuggets their nerve, for better or worse. NBA defenses are far too good for a contending team to never take chances. There will always come a time for players to do more than they should, to step beyond themselves. Murray is suited for that, because of the way his game fits any moment. You don't want to be the selfish point guard, Murray says. You want to be the guy that gets everybody open, that makes plays, and see the ball move before it goes in. That's kind of our team. That's how we play. But I could be a much better scorer. I've got a lot of stuff that I haven't been able to show yet. Next big things. Page 25. So who is poised for a breakout this year? These four youngsters play crucial roles for teams with playoff aspirations. Josh Richardson, 76ers, shooting guard. Replacing J.J. Redick's outside shooting is of paramount importance for the Sixers. But Richardson has a bigger role than that. Coach Brett Brown called him the team's mortar. Caris LeVert, Nets, small forward. A two-way playmaker nicknamed Bobby Durant in college, LeVert was Brooklyn's best player in his postseason series with Philly. If he improves from three, look out. Derek White, Spurs, point guard. Sure, San Antonio's backcourt is crowded, so White's numbers might not dazzle, but he showed flashes in the playoffs, a 36-point game, and played his way onto Team USA. Bam Adebayo, the Miami Heat, the center. Adebayo averaged 11.6 points and 9.2 rebounds in 22 starts down the stretch. He'll see more time with Hassan Whiteside gone. His size and speed make him a threat against any lineup. Posters face-off. We have Elena Delladone, Washington Mystics forward, and Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens quarterback. Age, Deladon is 30, Jackson is 22. Height and weight. Deladon is 6'5", 187 pounds. Lamar Jackson is 6'2", 212 pounds. Hometown, Wilmington, Delaware. Lamar Jackson, Boynton Beach, Florida. Nickname, dubbed the female LeBron in high school, was called Smiley Face when he was a child. Good Works. Her foundation raises funds for Lyme disease research and special needs programs. Lamar's Good Works helped raise money for Blessings in a Backpack, which provides food to school children in need. Other sport. Led our high school volleyball team to a state championship and played one season of the sport in college at Delaware. Ran track in high school and showed off hoop skills by making a full court shot, football style. Recruiting road. The McDonald's All-American was one of the most sought-after recruits in years. She eventually picked UConn, but left the school after 2 days to be near to her family. Recruiting road for Lamar was largely ignored by major programs until the middle of his junior season and was just the 409th-ranked player in the nation. Sweet sibling. Has a very close relationship with her sister, Lizzie, who has cerebral palsy and is blind and deaf. Elena plans to be Lizzie's caretaker when their parents can no longer do the job. That's my girl, she said. I'm not going to let anybody else be taking Liz in. She'll be with me. was surprised at the 2018 draft with a video message from his younger brother, Jamar, from when we were outside playing to you jumping over my head in the backyard. I knew there was something special about you. Canine Collection. For Della Don, pose with her rescue dog Rasta in an ad for animal adoption. For Lamar, his Era 8 apparel sells hoodies and shirts with wild dogs on them. Career highlights. For Della Don, 2019, after becoming the ninth player and first woman to join the 50-40-90 club, at least 50% shooting overall, 40% from three, and 90% from the free throw line, Della Don won her second WNBA MVP award. She also became the first player to win the award for different teams. She fought through various injuries to lead the Mystics to the league championship, her first title. 2015, Della Don won her first MVP award as a member of the Chicago Sky. She led the league in scoring, 23.4 points per game, and made a team record 54 straight free throws. 2012, as a junior at Delaware, Della Don, who had originally committed to play for UConn, led the nation in scoring, 28.1 points per game, as the Blue Hens won their first NCAA tournament game. Following her senior season, the Sky made her the second pick in the WNBA draft. Career highlights for Lamar Jackson. 2019, through seven games, Jackson led the NFL in yards per rushing attempt, 6.9, and all quarterbacks in rushing yards, 576. He also had 11 passing touchdowns. In a Week 2 victory over Arizona, Jackson became the first player in league history to throw for 250 yards and rush for 120 in a game. 2018, Jackson was drafted by the Ravens with the 32nd pick in the draft. He took over as the starter in Week 11 and set an NFL record for most rushing yards by a quarterback in his debut. 119. He went 6-1 as a starter, throwing for 1,114 yards, rushing for 556, and leading the Ravens to an AFC North title. The 21-year-old Jackson also became the youngest quarterback to start a playoff game. 2016. As a sophomore at Louisville, Jackson became the youngest player to win the Heisman Trophy. He set ACC record for most rushing yards, 1,571, and most rushing touchdowns, 21, by a quarterback. He also threw for 3,543 yards and 30 touchdowns. 2019 Sports Kid of the Year. As individual performers and teammates, these five phenomenal finalists have demonstrated athletic excellence and a determination to achieve more. Super Striker Elizabeth Magar McHugh. Rising star Ali Setnor has a bright future on and off the soccer field. Young Allison Setnor was so dominant on the soccer fields of Hanson, Massachusetts, that her father, Rich, who was also her coach, told his right-footed daughter that she could no longer play with her dominant foot. She would go out in the yard and shoot for hours with her left foot until it became as good as her right foot, recalls Rich. That's her in a nutshell. For the last decade, Allison, who goes by Allie, has continued to practice and to improve. As an eighth grader, she helped Thayer Academy's varsity to its first New England Preparatory School Conference Class B championship. Now a 15-year-old sophomore, she has scored 16 goals in 21 international appearances with the United States national team program, for which the forward has always played up at least one age group. She has committed to play for the 21-time NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels in the fall of 2022. She can execute technically and at a speed that I've never seen anyone else do, says Liz Lima, the owner and director of Allie's club, South Shore Select. A lot of people, when they see Allie, they think, wow, that kid is just incredibly gifted. I love for people to even know half of what she does when no one's watching. Lima, who remembers the day 7-year-old Allie walked into her club, grows emotional when describing the impact the young player has had on the culture of the program. It's amazing to me to have someone with that kind of talent who has her ability to be so selfless and so humble, she says. When coaches talk about Allie Sentner, they extol her skills on the soccer field, of course, but first they mention her humility. They talk about her uncommon drive, and they applaud her for her leadership. It is for all these reasons that she is our 2019 Sports Illustrated Kids Sport Kid of the Year. Natural fit. In Hanson, a town of around 10,000 that sits 30 miles south of Boston, there was a little doubt that Allie would end up playing the beautiful game. Soccer is a very big deal around here, says her mom, Lee. It's just kind of what you did. You sign your kid up for kindergarten, and you sign them up for soccer. Younger sister Caitlin, now 14, and brother William, 11, followed suit. As much as Allie adored soccer, I look back at all the pictures and see a huge smile on my face, she says. She also really liked gymnastics. My dream was to go to the Olympics in both soccer and gymnastics, Allie says. I thought I was going to be this insane double-sport athlete. By the time she was 9, she was doing well in gymnastics, age group competitions, traveling for soccer tournaments, and spending up to 4 hours a day after school participating in one or both sports. I would keep missing gymnastic practice because I would just want to stay after for soccer, recalls Allie. We would have scrimmages after practice just for fun for whoever wanted to stay. And I was like, Mom, can I please stay? She was like, yes, of course, but you're going to have to tell your gymnastics coaches that you're not going to do gymnastics anymore. I was like, okay. One spring day in 2016, under-14 national team coach April Cater was at a regional combine in Pennsylvania. She had been hearing from a program scout in New England about an up-and-coming player from Massachusetts, and she was eager to see the talented 12-year-old play against the best in the Northeast. We had to bump her up to the older group because it was too easy for her, remembers Cater, now the director of club development at Real Colorado Soccer. We were putting her 2 years up. That's when I saw she was ready to bring into Youth National Team Cup. Allie, again, playing up two age groups, impressed the coaches at that under-14 camp in Colorado. Right away, you could tell she had the ability, the mentality, the focus, the competitive edge, says Cater, despite the fact that she was the youngest one there. My first camp, I was really nervous, says Allie. I don't think I spoke a lot at that camp. I was cooped up in my room. My roommate, current under-17 teammate Emma Agizi, was awesome, though. She tried to get me into the mix of things. I played okay, but I didn't really play as well as I could have. She did, however, have a blast. She loved everything about it, says Lee. She loved meeting all these other kids who loved soccer as much as she did. She loved getting pushed. She loved getting honest feedback. And people, how to get better. As Rich, she was like, now I see what it takes. It was one of those moments that lit a fire under her even more. Going for her goals. The national team kept inviting Allie back. Her rate of progression from that point is phenomenal, says under-17 coach Tracy Kevins, who began with the under-15 program. She had at that very distinct drive to want to get better in all areas. That drive is evident at Thayer, where Allie started off this semester with straight A's. Her national team commitments mean that she misses 1 to 2 weeks of school at a time. I still see her and see all of her teachers, says Amy Hawkins, a middle school math teacher at Thayer, who was Allie's eighth grade advisor. Her teachers are saying she's a dream come true. Anytime she's away, the work is done and is done to perfection. Allie, who is 5'3", embraces the challenges that come with playing against athletes who are bigger and older. She scored 2 goals in 2 games against England with the under-18 team this past February. She's come up against some 5'11", 6-foot center backs, and she's been undaunted in taking them on and holding up the ball under severe pressure, says Kevins. In holding her own against those athletes, she earns the respect of her peers. Her leadership is something we're really impressed with, said Kevins, whose staff selected Allie as one of the three rotating captains for the under-17 team. It's not easy to lead a group that are all older than you. That says something about you as a player. Lima saw it at South Shore Select when 13-year-old Allie suggested the Big Sister, Little Sister program centered around important tournaments. She came to me and was like, hey, I want to do this for my teammates, recalls Lima. She paired everyone with a younger player. They got to ask questions, talk about things they were excited about. They had follow-ups right before the event, and they brought little gifts for the girls, and at the tournament, they cheered for them. Allie has spoken twice at coach's request to younger athletes about her soccer journey, first at her club and then to around 100 girls at an Olympic development program camp. She created a PowerPoint presentation for the occasions. Allie volunteers every week that she's in town with either a Boys and Girls Club Challenger Sports Program or the Special Olympics Young Athletes Program, which both offer athletic opportunities to kids with intellectual disabilities. Allie enjoys giving back, and she's also benefited from USWNT players wanting to do the same. She's had a conference call with Mallory Pugh and Lindsay Horan, and she's exchanged emails with fellow Hanson native Samantha Mewis, who attended the same middle school that she did. I remember in history class once I got a textbook and inside it said Sam Mewis. And I was like, whoa, I'm keeping this book forever, says Allie. Allie's long-term goal, of course, is to follow in her footsteps, and she seizes every opportunity she can to find out how to improve her recovery and her mental and physical strength. Allie's self-regulation and ability to take responsibility off the field really stands out in our program, says Kevins. Every challenge we put in front of her, no matter how hard it is, she continues to hurdle that challenge. I would not bet against her playing for our women's team. First, however, Allie would try to make the squad that will attempt to qualify for the under-17 2020 Women's World Cup. For now, Allie will continue playing for Lima in the Development Activity Academy at South Shore Select, where she's a celebrity of sorts. So many young girls do look up to her. I can't wait to see what she does, said Lima. To have someone like her have the success that she's having and hopefully will continue to have, it's what you want your little girl to grow up to see. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Hard, what's your name? She said my friends like to call me Exotic Elaine. I said my name is the Prince. And she said, why? I said, well, I don't know. I'm just a hell of a guy. But enough about me. Yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do. I popped some cash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash, then the girl was mine. I took her over town, a winder, and